The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Many, maybe most of you are familiar with WARM, Westerville Area Resource Ministry, a great, great ministry in Westerville, but ministering to people all over the Westerville School District, which is one of Ohio's largest school districts. And for many years, I have looked forward to their annual prayer event, usually held at the Westerville Recreation Center. Just a wonderful, wonderful morning of prayer and praise and community togetherness. Well, last year, they had to cancel because of COVID. And this year, well, they're doing things just a little differently. And to help us understand, Scott Marrier, the executive director of WARM, is joining us. Scott, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Bob. It's great to hear from you again.
Well, you as well. And I don't know how many years I was able to attend the annual prayer meeting in the morning. Last year, you had to cancel, but you're changing things up this year. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, we've shifted gears again this year, knowing that with the pandemic, it was still not totally safe for everybody to gather again. So instead, we're doing a virtual event this year on May 6th. And what's probably more convenient for all those who aren't early birds, Bob, is it's going to be on Vimeo. And so you can watch it any time of the day or night. You don't have to get up for breakfast at 7 o'clock to watch it. It's going to be totally virtual. It's going to be a 30-minute session, which is a celebration of answered prayers, and it'll be fast moving and quick hitting. So it's just a lot more user friendly, maybe, than taking an hour and a half out of your morning for a whole prayer event.
Well, so, Scott, actually, for many years I've been wanting to lobby you to move that to about 10 o'clock.
Well, you're successful this year, Bob. You can tune in as many times as you want throughout the day.
I love the idea, a celebration of answered prayers. Who will be participating in the virtual event?
Well, we have it's going to be hosted by Matt Laffey, who is he's a director with the Westerville Area Chamber of Commerce. Matt is an enthusiastic guy who's going to be serving as our MC. And then we have vignettes from both our mayor, the executive director of our Westerville Education Foundation, Rick Bannister, who has launched Neighborhood Bridges, which is a tremendous outreach effort that he has both here in Central Ohio, and now I think he's in up to 15 or 17 different cities across the country. We also have some of our client testimonies on how God answered their prayers through the pandemic. We have so some clients, we have some donors, some of the volunteers are giving some of their comments as well. So there's just a wide variety of community representatives that are really just joining us to talk about how through this past challenging year with the pandemic, God was faithful to answer their prayers. And in some cases, they used WARM to do that.
Well, I love one of your themes that you've used for years is it's not a handout, it's a hand up. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, we all have a sense of responsibility for caring for what God has entrusted to us. A handout is just simply when somebody comes and you give them something, but there's no relational context. Mm-hmm. We know the transformation of our lives really through Christ is a powerful work, but it's all about relationship. A hand up is where we can engage with people, learn more about their needs, show love and respect and care for them. People matter to God, so they matter to us, Bob, and it allows us to customize and tailor specific things, programming or support or service to help people really move past where they're stuck, maybe in an area of poverty or situation of hunger or those types of things, because we don't want them to stay there. So the idea is coming alongside people, giving them a hand up so that they can make progress in what they're trying to do with their lives.
I love that. You distribute an enormous amount of food and other supplies through the years, but you go much, much, much beyond that and deal with people's spiritual needs as well as their physical needs. And as you said, to help them get out of poverty, to get out of the time of emergency. Now let's get back to the Celebration of Answered Prayer. This is going to be a virtual event on May 6th, which is the National Day of Prayer. Let's get into the technicalities. We've already learned that you don't have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Amen, brother. How technically, how can people access this virtual event?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bob. We have information on our website, www.warmwesterville.org. And I probably right now refer people to our Facebook page, and that's simply at Westerville Area Resource Ministry. The Facebook page has posts that are going on, and it will have a link coming up early next week. It'll have the direct link that they can click on and tune directly into it. That'll be posted on our webpage early next week as well. We actually review the rough cut of the celebration tomorrow and finalize it on Monday.
Okay.
And so we've got a placeholder there now for the spot that it's going to be. And so it'll be simply a point and click, and they can tune in. And then once the event is over, we're also going to load it back onto our website. So if you're tied up Thursday or traveling and unable to join us, you can always tune in and through our website.
I'm glad to hear that, because I've got your website up now, and I was looking for the link, but the link is not up yet. It will be there next week. Yeah,
right. On our webpage, you just can click under About Us,
right?
The About Us tab, and then it has the Celebration of Answered Prayer, and the link will be included in that early next week.
All right. And on Facebook, again, how do you find Warm on Facebook?
Our handle is the at symbol at Westerville Area Resource Ministry.
Okay. Now,
and we'll be posting updates on that all week long.
All right. In the final couple of minutes that we have, give us just a general overview of who you are and what Warm does, if you can, in just about 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, Bob, that I've always got the 30-second elevator speech in relation to that.
I love it.
You know, our core mission is providing compassionate short-term assistance, educational services, and spiritual support in order to encourage individuals to achieve a God-reliant, self-sufficient life while restoring dignity and hope. Our two primary program provisions is nutritional assistance to families, adults, and children. And we also have a Way to Work workforce development jobs assistance program to help people gain better employment so they can break the cycle of poverty in their lives. And so nutrition and jobs is really our hedgehogs, our two main primary deliverables to help people out of the circumstances that they're currently trapped in.
Well, you are desperately needed. And Scott, for many years, I have just admired greatly your work and your emphasis on pointing people to Christ as well. WarmWesterville.org is the website. WarmWesterville.org is the website. Learn more about Warm and click on the About Us. And in a few days, you'll be able to click on the link for the virtual prayer event on May 6th. Scott, it is such a blessing and an honor to have you on the program. God bless you and keep up the great work.
Well, thanks, Bob. I'm sorry I won't get a chance to look at you across the table at breakfast, but I'll look forward to seeing you online.
All right. Thanks. Scott Marrier, the executive director of Warm. The website, warmwesterville.org. Join the virtual prayer meeting, a celebration of answered prayers on May 6th. All right, Bobberty Live will continue in just moments.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. President Joe Biden gave his first semi-State of the Union. It was not an official State of the Union, and yet it was a State of the Union. It was the State of the Union that was not the State of the Union. Yeah, I think you know what I mean. He was invited by the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. He was invited to come when the House of Representatives was in recess. Hello? Really? They were in recess. Only 200 people, approximately 200 people were allowed in, usually 1,200. They socially distanced, and even though the CDC and the president himself has said, if you are fully vaccinated and you are with other people who are fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear masks. But they wore masks anyway. I mean, why not? Who doesn't love wearing masks? It was weird. It was bizarre. And did you hear what the president said about the crisis at the border? The worst crisis in American history at the southern border. I mean, this is important. This is unbelievably important. Did you hear what the president had to say? Here, I'll play the audio clip for you, all right? Hang on. Here is the audio clip of what President Joe Biden said about what he was doing to handle the crisis at the southern border. Jeff, you got that audio clip over there? Oh, there isn't one? He didn't say anything? Really? Worst crisis in American history? In are you sure? No, he didn't say anything about that. No. Anybody else find that really bizarre? And did you hear what CNN said after the speech? Why, they sat around the table and said, "We can't believe that the president didn't address this. This is shameful. This is terrible. This is horrible." No. Wasn't it wonderful? It was just so inspiring. Oh, my God. Goodness, I don't think I've ever heard anyone speak with such eloquence as the president spoke tonight. He called us together to unity. I know. Oh, it was so refreshing. Oh, my goodness. All right, in the interest of full disclosure, no, I didn't hear it all. No, I didn't. And I'm not going to make any smart remark, but no, I didn't hear it all. I recorded it, fast-forwarded through parts of it, but there were some things that really caught my attention. He began the speech by bragging about the fact that he entered the presidency during one of the worst pandemics in history in the last 100 years. That's true. And then he took full credit for the vaccine that he had absolutely nothing to do with. And he did not mention one word about Operation Warp Speed, which gave us the vaccines that he boasted about last night. I thought that was a little crass to not even... Okay, so you hate your predecessor. You despise him. You hate his guts. But if you have any class at all, wouldn't you think he would have said, and yeah, hey, we just want to say thank you to all of those who were involved in Operation Warp Speed and President Trump. No. And then he said he entered office at his inauguration – immediately after, and I quote, "the worst attack on democracy since the Civil War." He was talking about January 6th. The worst attack on democracy since the Civil War. Anybody else catch that? No. What happened on January 6th was shameful. Should be condemned, has been condemned, and so on, and people involved should be prosecuted, and they are. But out of that January 6th event, one person died as a result of the event. One. The police officer that died, we now know, died of natural causes. The others who died, died of natural causes. One person died, the woman who was a Trump supporter. The worst attack on democracy since the Civil War. What about 9/11? Over 3,000 Americans died and we were attacked by a foreign power. What about Pearl Harbor? That started our involvement in World War II. What happened on January 6th was greater than that? Are you serious? What about the bombing of the United States Senate back in, when was that, the late 80s, the early 90s? The Senate chambers were actually bombed? Remember that? Some of you may not. And isn't it interesting that he focused on what happened on January 6th, which was bad, but said nothing about the riots that caused far, far, far more damage, that caused far, far, far more deaths that happened in Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Los Angeles, Columbus, Ohio? The riots that permeated almost all of last summer across the United States that happened in Democrat-led cities. Totally ignored. And yet he called the riot that occurred on January 6th, which again was bad, the worst attack on democracy since Civil War. Why did he do that? Because of Donald Trump. His hatred, his disdain for Donald Trump, and those who supported Donald Trump. This man does not want to unite us, folks. He does not want to unite us.